Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Feed. My name is Raheem Cox. I'm a professional writer slash podcaster. You can find my books and podcasts via my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Hot Feed, I will be discussing topics such as drought in South Africa, Brooklyn federal lockup, black church attendance, good news hard to find, and what the CDC has found. Not to keep you waiting, let's jump straight into it. Africa is a place home to some of the world's most unpredictable changes in climate. Some years, a region may be known to produce large forms of agriculture, while in other years, it can be a large setback climate-wise, affecting the crops and ability to grow food. Since late 2023, large droughts have affected people throughout certain parts of South Africa, spawning some 20 million people at risk of starvation. The United Nations World Food Program, dating early April 2024, is aiming to help some of the 2.7 people in rural Zimbabwe threatened with hunger due to the drought that has affected large parts of southern Africa since late 2023, which has sorted the crops that tens of millions of people grow themselves and rely on to survive. Zimbabwe and Malawi has by this time reached crisis levels. Zambia and Malawi have declared national disasters. The drought has reached Botswana and Angola to the west, and Mozambique and Madagascar to the east. That's it for this segment. Next up is Brooklyn federal lockup. Let's get to it. The politics behind Brooklyn's federal lockup prison is, to me, shocking and unheard of. What goes on behind certain jail settings and how particular inmates are housed by blind view of the media a lot of times never gets voiced. It has been uncovered that at Brooklyn Federal Jail, inmates on some occasions have been served maggot-infested beans and other maggot-infested foods. From the way it was publicized, this all could have been intentional. According to reports, the Metropolitan Detention Center, which handles pretrial detention for both the Manhattan and Brooklyn federal courts, and houses close to 1,400 federal inmates, has long been plagued by short staffing, constant lockdowns, and miserable conditions, which has been such an issue. It is routine for judges in both this district and the Eastern District Brooklyn, to give reduced sentences to defendants based on the conditions of confinement in the MDC. It has gotten to the point prosecutors no longer put up a fight or even dispute that the state of affairs is unacceptable. That's it for this segment. Next up is black church attendance. Let's get to it. Church attendance in the black community by shaping of COVID-19 has changed fashion. The effects of Corona has altered the economy in many ways, especially in ways the community and its members once bonded with each other. With lack of government aid and availability due to decline in so many areas of community shape, is only a normal after effect for so many forms of American facilitation and structure to be altered. Black Protestants' monthly church attendance declined 15% from 2019 to 2023, making it a larger drop than any other major religious group, according to a 2023 Pew Research study, making them also more likely than other groups to take in religious services online or on TV, with more than half, 54%, saying they attended services virtually. Large efforts have to be made for original fashions of American living to come back to normal. It has been said the effects of Corona will be here for many years after. That's it for this segment. Next up is good news hard to find. Let's get to it. Good news is hard to come by nowadays. Radio TV often offers us watered down versions of recitals of things which don't activate a positive sensation to our souls. This isn't good. We as people should be being more open to the good-hearted will of boosting esteem of others around the U.S. By discussing in brief mention the ways, shapes, and fashions society has evolved, and the openness and dignity of the U.S., which is filled with much more opportunity in relation to broken countries. When you turn on the radio or watch the news, do you ever think why aren't our broadcasters being more open to stories which can lift the soul? The hip-hop culture in general and what is offered on radio stations is highly downsized. Not only is hip hop not that positive of a vibration, listeners used to receive from music is at list, listeners you used to receive from music is absent. I'm glad I'm in the field of publication. Through my career field alone, I'm like the voice of my community. I offer books, podcasts, and documentation in what I call original form of boosting the spirit and giving you a sense of appreciation towards patriotism. That's it for this segment. Next up is what the CDC has found. Let's get to it. Studies shown that the CDC has found N95 respirator masks to be no more effective at stopping coronavirus. While corona was in its most prevalent stages, masks were said to be, by study, a useful implement by blocking the ability for the pathogen to enter. Corona in general has large contradictions over its handling. Why would our department heads suggest wearing masks as a way of useful presentation? I guess a way to make the people feel safe was needed by offering an alternative. By the news article in my collection, the CDC sees scientists found it ineffective. The article doesn't state for what reason, why they advise them anyway. Coming from a child perspective, it is good to offer a solution, though masks in general has said to cause many other side effects, like skin rash and irritation. That's it for this segment. Next up is verdict in Mississippi torture. Let's get to it. the torture behind two black men in the hands of Mississippi Rankin County's police officers was given a settlement in court. What happened to these two men due to a call by investigation of a housing area of these men was after officers arrived and found out they were involved with a white woman in the local area. They were called racial slurs. They were punched, kicked, had liquids poured on them, and at the end of the assault, an officer shoved a gun into one of the man's mouth and fired a round. By recent news coverage, late March 2024, the Mississippi Sheriff's deputy was sentenced to 20 years in prison for his role in the torture and sexual assault of the two black men early 2023. The two men who were victimized, Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker, I would assume were more than satisfied behind the closure of the case in court under their behalf. It has even been said one of the officers, Hunter Elward, was also sentenced for his role in a separate assault, which took place weeks before the torture and abuse of Jenkins and Parker. That's it for this segment. Next up is Rise in LGBTQ. Let's get to it. Not that I support non-heterosexual coupling, I found it important to document the summary of the segment. As America moves along, gay coupling is becoming more and more open and accepted. LGBTQ identification in the U.S. has sharply continued to climb, with 7.6% of adults surveyed in 2023 self-identifying as non-heterosexual. This figure is up from 7.2% in 2022, 5.6% in 2020, and 3.5% in 2012. Me personally, I feel by proper means, men and women were meant to be coupled as partners. Though extensions such as LGBTQ can seem unwanted by some, their cause in some cases opens fields of opportunity at some point. That's it for this segment. Next up is ethnic genders heavily disfavored. An ethnic gender heavily disfavored. Let's get to it. An ethnic gender heavily disfavored by school curriculum and policy, not enough mentioned are black girls, victim to a system at whole and evident to the after effects of their slave labor and neglect as a appeasable woman. Black girls in the hands of white dominated school boards and sometimes student classrooms are victim to being pushed out of school because they are stereotyped as disobedient, disrespectful, unruly, and of a threat to the safety of the school community. By knowledgeable insight on what is causing these realities, it said the reason behind this lies in intersecting dynamics of race and gender that shape our society. These girls are often subjected to harmful stereotypes and prejudices that paint them as inherently unruly or aggressive. Studies have also shown that black girls are often perceived as older and less innocent than their white counterparts of the same age, leading to harsher treatment and punitive responses to their behavior. My overall opinion of this all, these are females who can't carry out their feminine role according to their natural desires. By the year 2024, the fact is a lot of their family structures, along with the stereotyping, of them have been altered. That's it for this segment. Next up is the Demeaning Good Time Show. Let's get to it. Blacks suffer too often by the handling of biased nature of those that disfavor them or seek to gain profit off of them. The sad fact is when those of the black race do upscale themselves from the system at whole, there is too much angles of scrutiny they can, by later hate towards them, be set back in. An example out of many that illustrates this is the new Good Times cartoon casted on Netflix. It is a remake out of the original show Good Times. The new version shows the next generation of the Evans family, but in a highly demeaning manner. It said just about everything about it is shameful. They even have a drug-dealing baby in the new show. What I also learned through a publication of the article on this matter is that in the original show, there were actually no African-American writers. Sad facts. That's it for this segment. Next up is my new icon on my website, Real Talk. Let's get to it. Starting mid-May or the end of June 2024, I will have a new icon on my website called Real Talk, where I'll be using my skill for journalism and I use my skill to talk to the people. I'll be going around New York City in all five boroughs and getting public feedback on mental health concerns, and I'll be getting public feedback on the public opinions on the state of America. I believe this would be a new hot icon to my website. No other author is offering it. What's available on RootForcePublications.com is probably not available anywhere. And I feel that RootForcePublications.com by this new icon that I'm putting in, adding on, will make it very distinct of a website, and a website to be looked upon for community upliftment. So what I'll be doing is I'll be going around all five boroughs recording in video format the public opinions on mental health concerns and the public opinions on the state of America by bystanders on the street. I think most young adults and older adults will find it beneficial. So stop by Root Force, www.rootforcepublications.com, and within the next month or so, and tune in to Real Talk. That's the final segment of Hot Feed. I hope you gained much on public awareness. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode. Feel free to stop by my website if you feel Hot Feed was beneficial, and donate to the future cause of my book and podcast episodes. Once again, my website is www.rootforcepublications.com. Thank you.